Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 19th of March.
That it is.
Very exciting day. As always, it's Friday. And, yeah.
Fridays are fun.
Friday fun day.
For sure.
Yeah. I got a good TRX workout in today.
Very nice.
It was good. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do for this cycle, but I think TRX is going to be a pinnacle part.
I've been watching a lot of TRX videos.
Uh-huh.
And at first I was just kind of like,
really? Right.
Well, it's such an interesting non-elaborate piece of equipment.
Right.
Where you just go, I could make that, I feel.
Right.
With some rope and a handle.
Right.
Here and there. As I'm watching people use it and then use it for different exercises, I'm like, wow, that's intense.
Right. You know? That's creative.
Wow. Okay. You're doing that. Wow. Wow. And so, yeah, I'm liking it more and more.
Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely a favorite in my mind.
It's getting up there in my jump rope, still number one.
Right.
But it's getting up there.
Yeah, well, TRX, I mean, it's not...
It's a different type of workout.
Yeah, you can do cardio and resistance with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can do, like, plyometrics, too. And I was playing around with it today to try and figure things out. You can do assisted plyometrics, so, like, jump squats. If they're hard for someone, but they still want to do a jump squat, you can do it, like, with a pull. So, you're actually using your upper body, too, to help you out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Okay.
Speaking of overeating, that's what we're talking about today.
Great segue.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Overeating, do you feel that that's a problem of yours?
No.
Really?
I mean, some meals, yeah, but not anymore. It used to be. I mean, coming from a fat kid mentality, but I just found I at the speed of which I'm used to eating now, and with the portion sizes that I'm used to eating and just everything, I find by the time I'm tempted to overeat, I don't want to anymore.
And that's a good thing to come to.
Right. It's a good goal.
Yeah, goal.
Right.
To hit.
And try and be like me, people. That's what Tyler's saying.
Yeah. We can work this backwards, but basically that's kind of where I wanted to go, is like to find what works for you in the eating six meals that actually fill you up.
Right.
Eat slower. That gets you to not be as overeating, stuff like that. I have a sweet tooth, so I have to kind of kick that in the butt the second it shows up, or else I will crave it. And so I either then have to power through the crave, which sometimes can go days.
Right.
And if I give in, I will then eat all of it.
Right. Have like anything. A gallon of ice cream.
Yeah. So it's kind of that.
Tyler goes on his menstrual cycles every so often.
I have men menstrual cycle. And it is
Tyler puts the men in menstrual.
I do. And I will sit down with a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream and knock that bad boy out.
And cry to Pretty Woman.
Walk to Remember. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
But no. So I was looking up just quote-unquote reasons why people overeat.
Okay.
Because I feel like, as I was reading through them, I was like, oh, I have that. Like, I fall into each of these categories at some time or another.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of tell you ways to get over it, which is nice.
Right. Okay, so, let's go through some.
First, there's five of them.
Oh, five.
And the last one is my favorite because it's so true. The first one is boredom.
Okay.
You're bored, so you eat.
Right.
And I find that to be quite often. A lot of people that I know that are super, super busy eat like one meal a day because they don't have time.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, I was so busy I didn't even think about it.
Right.
And perfect example, Jack Bauer. You never see him eat on a whole episode of 24 because the guy is saving the world. He's got other things to do.
Sure.
You don't watch 24.
I don't like 20. I've seen like three episodes and I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I just don't think it's a good show.
Okay.
I'd much rather watch Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. I'll leave that alone. So, yeah, basically,
I like character development and
okay. So, with boredom, become more busy. I know that sounds very interesting, like, oh, okay, easy to do. They suggested not sitting on your couch longer than an hour.
Okay.
If you sit on your couch longer than an hour, you tend to eat more. And I figure that's pretty true. You sit, I mean, you watch a movie on your couch, thing of popcorn, ice cream, whatever, you know, I usually get hungry.
Right.
But it's funny, if I'm at the movie theater, I'm not hungry.
Right.
So but it's if more I sit about, on my couch...
It's a situational thing.
Yeah, it's super situational.
Right.
So the couch, don't eat it. Hence the right. couch potato concept. Number two, due to stress and anxiety. This one that I classified more as like emotional eating.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I so much would do it out of stress or anxiety. I get like, when I get sad, I'll eat.
Okay.
Or, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, also because when you have increased cortisol, like the stress hormones in your body craves salty, sugary stuff, mm-hmm. regardless of, you know, so it's like technically, yeah, quote unquote emotional, but it's a actual hormonal response.
Yeah. And, but so that was just something that I would go with the hormonal
right.
concept to it. This was literally my favorite in the couple of ones that they stated this way. A, you can get over it
uh-huh.
and not eat, or go talk to somebody. Like, that was the opinions of the scientific study that I found. It was, like, from...
PubMed or something?
No, it was, like, WebMD did it or something like that. And they were, like, talk to somebody about it, whatnot. And my thing is, like, with the emotional, I find that this is where you have to realize, personally, when you're doing it. Kind of that concept of, it's like, okay... I'm upset right now. I'm craving this. It's
right.
just because I'm craving something.
Right.
It's just because I'm sad. I'm
right.
craving this. So you have to power through it yourself. Maybe just eat a little bit, but kind of come to that conclusion of I'm not going to fall into this.
Right. I know I'm better than that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just let my emotions or situations, because a lot of times it's other person related. Like, I will overeat because I... You know, my girlfriend is mad at
yeah.
me. So I'm going to go, you know, like, I'm going to grab that because I just need to think while, I need something in my mouth while I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe it's Tyler and I are going out to the local barbecue place and we decide to order a massive amount of food, you know? And we both just decide to eat.
You're jumping ahead.
Did I just show
ahead.
Business here?
A little bit,
I'm
but
sorry.
That's fine. It's number
Upstage.
Four is a little bit more like that.
Oh, because...
Kind of the concept.
Sorry, baby.
But no, like, the emotional concept is more, just realize this is what's happening right now, then go from there.
Right.
And I think that's kind of just a good thing with anything.
Right.
You realize what your triggers are
uh-huh.
when this happens.
Right.
So.
And then also find solutions. Like,
yeah.
okay, I get triggered here, so my automatic response, instead of going for the candy bar, is going to be to take a walk, or grab some tea, or... whatever it happens to be, find something that you actually like doing that is a much healthier option than, you know, watching Jack Bauer kill people and eating Haagen-Dazs.
Spectacular. We'll jump to the one that you went to. We'll put them out of order.
Okay.
Culture and social norms.
Okay.
Hence the, when you go out to insert any family chain restaurant, those portion sizes are not the correct size.
No.
But
they can probably feed two families.
Yeah, but you eat it all because that's...
what's expected of you.
What's expected, and it's that what's put on your plate. There's kids in Africa starving, all that concepts.
Right.
Also, the culture thing, family parties. In a culture sense, insert... you can figure out whatever. I won't go racist on anything, but you can insert any race... That's a cultural thing. Even.
Absolutely.
And so you show up at people's houses and it's, I mean, showing up your house, within first 5 minutes, your mom's like, I need to feed you. What food do you want? Da, da, da.
Right. Right.
And
or on Wednesday, it was, or Tuesday, sorry, of this week, it was Persian New Year's.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on going out for that, you know?
example right there, where you go and it's like, okay, you have to eat. You've got this, we've got this, we've got this.
Right.
Oh, I've got 800 options, right, and I have to kind of eat all of them.
Right. Well, it's technically not Persian New Year's. It's the fire jumping thing. Whatever. Okay. Who cares? But yeah, you have like 800. And it's also like being a good guest.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, oh, they put this out. I don't want it to go to waste. Or I don't want them to think that I didn't like it because I'm a good person.
Yeah.
So I'll eat four because no one else is eating any.
Oh, yeah. And basically the best way to do this is, first off, if you're going out to eat, they have doggy bags for a reason.
Right.
To-go bags for a reason.
Right.
I, most of the time, bring stuff home.
Absolutely. That's two meals. I'm a big
fan of that. It's making one meal, too.
Right.
Because then you get a nice lunch.
Absolutely. That's
the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
And then in the more social, cultural concept of things, they specified in a know what you want to eat before you show up, and I didn't really think that was productive.
No.
My advice would be small portions.
Uh-huh.
And I know that's easier said than done in a lot of cases, but you can say you're full.
Right.
Like, it's kind of that, you know you're not full, but you know you ate a lot, or you ate a chunk. Be like, I'm not full, I might be hungry later.
Right. And, like, slow down.
We can reheat stuff.
Slow down. Like, honestly, you don't need to pound, like, all your food. It's not a big deal.
It's not a race.
No, not a race.
Eating is not a race.
Absolutely. Yeah. How did you fare at your dad's birthday party?
Okay, so riddle me this. It's five of us.
Okay. So your mom had, what, eight boiled goose?
Eight boiled goose. We had two tri-tips.
Okay.
We had a shrimp pasta thing. We had garlic bread. We had sweet potatoes. We had salad. We had sushi appetizers. We had caramel corn. We had cake. My sister made brownie cookies.
Oh, good.
And I literally was standing there going, do you know it's just the five of us eating?
Right.
I brought, you know, stuff back. But it was one of those massive meals where we could have fed a small army, but...
Right.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It was... I kind of just ate continually. Was kind of my approach.
Right, just
I just
kind
of grazed the whole concept.
That's stupid.
So that was entertaining. So then, number four of the overeating habits is people that tend to get over an addiction eat more.
Uh-huh.
So people that smoke, and this is kind of something that I realized with our audience, is that people trying to get healthy, this is where it's going to be hard, is you're trying to get over those addictions of eating the bad foods.
Right.
So you'll crave it more.
Right.
The quitting smoking, you'll tend to eat instead.
Right. Because you're like, all right, what did I do? What do I want to do now? I want to smoke. So what am I going to do instead? I'm going to have four hot dogs.
And the like, literally everybody was saying, just keep your hands busy.
Right.
If you can keep your hands busy and not, yes, Keon, and not, if you can keep your hands busy.
Say it one more time. One more time. Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa.
Keep your hands busy. You'll be in a lot better of a place. Hence, it also kind of goes back to the boredom.
Uh-huh.
It gives you something to do, too.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Just keep, like, find hobbies. Like, make sure you're being productive. Pick up the guitar.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find something.
Find something.
And number five, my favorite.
Uh-huh.
They just flat out blame women.
What?
Women are the reason why people overeat.
Why is that?
No, and it was hilarious, and it all makes sense. Socially,
uh-huh.
Your mom, you never want to let down, so you always keep eating.
Right. It's like, oh, honey, don't you like that? I'll make you something else.
A lot of wives, girlfriends, significant others, or just friends, when they make you a meal, you don't want to feel bad.
Right.
So you keep eating whatever it is.
Unless they put wine in it.
Unless they put wine in it and they try and kill me.
Right.
Or, you know, like if a neighbor, usually it's a woman, cooks you a bunch of cookies, you want to eat at least one or two of them.
Right.
Because you don't want to be mean.
Right.
So they flat out blame women.
Wow.
About it. And basically the reason is that you just, like, the way to get over it is just don't let people take
manipulate
advantage of
you.
Is basically the best way to do it. But, it was such a funny thing. Like, women, and it makes sense because so much I find food and women go hand in hand. It's kind of like, I know it sounds chauvinistic, but a lot of them cook.
Right.
A lot of women cook. And also, I feel like every woman is obsessed about the food that they eat, you know, fat loss or gaining kind of a concept.
Right.
So they talked about the emotional stress that women play on eating, so you can binge eat and whatnot and
right.
stuff like that. It was quite an interesting area that they went into. But kind of the main stress that I always try to keep reminding myself is to appreciate what I eat.
Okay.
I tend to then eat better.
Right.
Eat right. better and less portioned.
Right. And like, and put in, like, I had a salad for dinner tonight with chicken and rice. And I put, you know, a little vinaigrette on it with some really good cheese. And I just, like, sprinkled the cheese, and it was like a hunt to find the cheese. And I was like, I enjoyed it a lot. It's like, I really enjoyed that meal. One, because it tasted really good. And then two, I had, like, little surprises.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to eat is to just appreciate and take the time and eat.
Right, slowing down. I mean, life, like, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have, you know, LinkedIn, we have Meetup, we have all these ways to connect to people.
TrueFitnessAcademy.com.
TrueFitnessAcademy.com. Wait, no, don't put that in the group. Because I'm going to make a, hey, simplify your life and stop going to some of these and less.
Like Twitter and LinkedIn, not Facebook and TrueFitnessAcademy.com.
Right.
Where you can be our friend on.
Right. I might friend
Wink.
You. You can friend us. Go to our website. Or actually, I don't know if we have it on our website. I also have it on Omelie Training. I put a friend me thing on there too. So yeah, simplify your life. And that's really the point. It's like you have so many ways of connecting with people, but eat a meal with someone as opposed to just by yourself. Like, I don't care if you're like call up a random buddy or someone you don't even like that much. Go eat a meal with them because then it's a social event and not just a sad event of you pounding down calories to stay alive.
Make it fun.
Make it fun. Exactly. Cook something. Invite people over. Potlucks. All that good stuff. Yeah. So, with overeating being this massive issue, very important to control yourself and be smart about it.
I concur.
Great. Well, I think that'll conclude this episode of the True Fitness Academy podcast. Tyler, why don't you take us out?
Razzle Raspberry.
Razzle Raspberry. So what we have? Lemon Lime. Something that you messed up last time.
Berry Blast, I think.
Berry Blast and Razzle Raspberry.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, we will be back at you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. And until then, peace. Twist as he can bear.